Hey everyone, Dana Williamson here with Bad Blessed Learned Destined LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Roundtable. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, Bad FBI Visions and Dreams. So this is probably going to be just as quick as the one last night, but I have to get this out because this is the message that is needed to be said before I shut down my research on this. So 2 days ago, I let you guys know that, you know, about a dream I had and, you know, the significance of crossover and transitioning and all of that. I even shared with you some scriptures. And again, you know, just to remind you, the importance of this radio show is basically so that you all can understand what I'm saying about visions and dreams, and the fact that every prophetic person is not the same, and if they try to be, I don't understand why they would do that. Nonetheless, again, I need you to know that you are who you are because you're here because you are who you are, and you know that the Lord is giving you significant insight into the future, where you are as a person and in him and how he depends on you as one of his mouthpieces. And so, okay, so what I know and understand is, for me, I need you to just kind of hear and know that everything that I share are my experiences and my understanding being a prophet of God. So the other day I shared with you guys, you know, again, the transition and crossover and whatnot, the dream I had, you know, and, you know, it just kind of blew me away. But there was another dream after that. And I can't say that this dream was a part of that dream because this was totally, it was not part of that dream. And what I know is I have to be reminded that what God gives me and what God says to me to release to the people, everybody's not going to understand. So this particular dream was basically about a friend of mine, a gentleman friend of mine. I guess he's my husband or whatever. And we're helping each other. We're leaning on each other. We're in a position where we have to get to a certain place where we're doing this together. And what happens is we're riding in this car, and there's a child with us. One thing I know or have noticed is that when I'm in a place and I'm moving to the next level or the next place or the next whatever, there's a child with me. So there's a significance of this particular child. This is or having a child. The symbolism, right? This isn't a child that I know personally. I just know there's this child with me. So it's new beginnings, extended future, something of that nature. And what has been funny to me is that this gentleman that's with me looks like a gentleman from the previous dream. And so that's why I'm thinking, you know, hey, this, you know, okay, must be my husband, right? I'm just guessing, right? No, I'm not grasping at straws. The way that we help each other is more than what friends do. You know, the conversation we have, the connection, the how we do things together intimately. And what I mean by intimately is we consider each other. It was no sexual innuendos in the dream. It's just how we interacted. And so there was a time where we were leaving a place because we had to leave and there was nothing we could do.
And we met up and we're in this car and we head back to this place. And I'm asking him, why are we going back? He says, I have to get a couple of items. And I say, and he says, I have to get a couple of items for our travel. And I'm like, okay, I'm already ready to go. It's in the car. I picked him up. The kid is with us. We go back to the house. Mind you, he's driving now. So we go back to the house. He packs what he needs. The funny part about the house is that it seems as if the house is in a disarray, like it's in like it's been in a tornado or something, or it's been in a hurricane or something. Excuse me. And he goes in the house and he gets bits and pieces, and I can, you know, kind of see some of what he's doing or whatever, because the house, again, it's not fully put together. And so he just gets kind of like a bag. And so he gets back in the car and he sits in the back seat, and I'm already sitting back there with this kid, and he gets in the back seat, and I'm like, well, who's going to drive? And he says, you know, I'm just kind of tired. You go ahead and drive. And I said, are you okay? Is this something you need? And he was like, I need you, but right now I need you to drive. And so I get out and, you know, I smile at him or whatever. And I think I kiss him. I'm not for sure. But then I get in the driver's seat. I notice that the car is blue. And I make reference of this color because blue signifies the Holy Spirit. That's what I've been taught, and I could totally be wrong, but nonetheless, blue signifies the Holy Spirit. And so I'm wondering, you know, why I'm wondering, have I always paid attention to the fact of who was driving and not the significant symbolism of the car? Here's another sidebar. A lot of my visions and dreams in the past 8 months that have been actual, not symbolic. So you can take a, you can gather a message from this for you. It was shown to me, so I have to gather the message that is for me. What may or may not be, and all facts and even some fallacies, is that this could be an actual occurrence that's coming, and I'm not paying full attention. I hate to say it that way. Y'all bear with me. And so that's the end of the dream. I go to get in the front seat, and that's the end of the dream. And then the next day, I had another dream where I, same guy, looking guy, whatever, and again, he's in a position of, he's weary. And, oh, thank you, Jesus, I just got a revelation of that. He's weary, and I'm there to help him. And, you know, it's not clear to me why he's weary, but I know I just need to be there to help him, to be available to him, you know, to help him get out of this weariness. Why is this so important? And why am I sharing this with you this way? And again, why is it so important? Because as you look at your own visions and dreams, and as you talk with God about what's going on in your own life, you have to take into consideration that everything about whatever is happening is going to be different. And it's going to be different. It's going to be different because you, it's not going to mean the same thing. Let me just be point blank, period, clear. It's not going to mean the same thing. It's not going to, you know, like, again, for me, there's a great bit of symbolism there, but there's also a great bit of reality because I know how God shows me things. And so at some point we have to say, are we ready or are we not? So you can take from that dream that, you know, there's things that has to be done, you and a partner, because you know that God is going to send you out two by two, like Jesus sent out the disciples two by two. They were ready with just a jacket and a whatever. And one other part to that first part of the first dream was, you know, when I said to him, do you have enough? And I don't think I mentioned that to you. I asked him, do you have enough? Do you have everything you need? And he said, I'm going to go with what I have. We'll get others when we get there. And in my mind, I'm thinking about the previous dream from that same night where we were crossing over and not coming back. So when I'm looking at this piece of significance, it's, but we're not coming back. So he took just enough to get through. And I'm not sure if I shared this with you. I know I shared this with my business community. You have to get through in order to get to. And so we're going to go on this driving journey. And then again, now the next night I had this dream and, you know, this gentleman is weary and we're in this place that has nothing. And when I say nothing, it doesn't look like any place that I've lived in. Okay. And so I'm helping him because he's weary. And now I know exactly what I have to do as far as this particular person, even though I may not recognize who this man is. I know exactly what I need to do. I know what the symbolism means of that. It means I need to pray for them. It means I need to help somebody, you know, go through their transition, because I need to help them through prayer because they're going through a transition. So I thank and praise God for the revelation of that. So I also am saying to you again, just want to repeat that the dream was given to me, but I believe in my heart of hearts that anyone that listens to this podcast understands that everything that you hear is a message for you. So someone has to know that what you're seeing and what you're hearing from me is basically clarity on what you've had a question about. And it just came through as a dream. My gosh, thank you, Lord. That's different for me. So nonetheless, I wanted to share that with you guys because it was on my heart to share. I just didn't realize it was going to come out as a message for somebody. But I also want to say to you, don't be afraid. The things that God shows us and the things that we do, please, please, please do not be afraid, because you need to know that these are the possibilities and probabilities of your life. And you're not weak. You're not weak. You're not failing at anything. You're just looking at things with a set of different eyes. And speaking of eyes, I have another subject I want to talk to you guys about. And I hope that we can have a dual conversation about it. Please feel free to email me actually, I want you guys to email me at a different email address. I think I've been sharing an email that has to do with ministry, but I want you guys to email me where I know that I can see it. So I want you to email info, that's INFO at bad, B-A-D, F as in Frank, B as in boy, I.info. So that's info at badfbi.info. I want you guys to email me. Hey, any of your questions or your comments or your whatever you want to say, you know, let's talk about it together. But my next topic is going to be about, you know, the things that you can see and can't see, how 2020 has really changed me as far as vision. And I mean actual physical vision. But truth be told, nonetheless, I thank you guys again for being a part of this, and that you are, you know, really understanding of visions and dreams for yourself as well as for me. I am Dana Williamson, again, part of Bad FBI, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, Visions and Dreams. I will see you next time.